Following program may be pre-recorded. It's time now for the Drive Home with Brian Bales on WAVA. From the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, today's Drive Home is made possible by our good friends at Passport Automotive Group, an outstanding group of dealerships throughout the DMV, including BMW, Infiniti, Mazda, Mini Cooper, Nissan, and Toyota. As well, they have a state-of-the-art collision center, all which are ready right now to serve your auto needs. So if you're considering the purchase of a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport stands ready to meet those needs right now. You can find out more by going to PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. And now here's Pastor Brian Bales for your driving pleasure on WAVA.
And hello, 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 everyone. I certainly hope wherever you're listening from today in the Washington metro area, you are there and having a safe time. I don't know, in your particular area of the Washington metro, if you've seen some of this crazy weather that's happened over the last hour or two. I had some hail where I'm at, and certainly I know there's been other places. So stay safe, but we're glad that you're here with us. If you're in a car for the ride home, great. If you're at home already and you're listening, thank you for that. And of course, if you're in the office, I know you're listening on AirPods, or at least maybe you're sharing it with a friend around you in another cubicle. I am here with my good friend, producer extraordinaire, Julie behind the glass. As always, as I say, we get by with a little help from our friends, especially on this day that before the IRS took over, most people knew April 15th to be the day that the Titanic sunk. But now, of course, we remember this as tax day. And so, you know, there are only a few things in life that are guaranteed: death, taxes, and of course, my Cleveland Browns are not going to win the Super Bowl. But that is a story for a different time. I'm so glad that you're here. I was just talking with Julie before we hopped on the air. Talking with a coworker of mine at Christian Fellowship Church in Ashburn, and someone else looked at them and said, "Happy Tax Day." And they said, "You said what?" He said, "Happy Tax Day." And they just looked at him strangely. And I looked at my coworker and I said, "Well, it's clear you don't do the taxes in your house, because if you did, you would know." So whether you do the taxes or whether you don't do the taxes, whether you've had a good day or a bad day, I want to tell you what my hope for you is in our time together, as always, that I can bring a little good news to your life on a Monday. But not good news about, hey, you got a tax return, even though we kind of like to get those, right? It's the good news of the gospel, the good news of the gospel for the city, the good news of the gospel for the world, and the good news of the gospel for you. We got a good show today coming up. I'm going to talk to our first guest, Derek Ellison, here in just a few moments. He is the state director of the Commonwealth of Virginia for an organization known as FCA, or maybe you've heard of them, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and we have a conversation about how we can make a difference there. We get the top of the 5 o'clock hour. I'm going to talk with the CEO of Move Towards Unity, an organization based out of Frederick, Maryland, specifically about how they live around John chapter 17 unity in their churches. And of course, inviting you to take part in a National Day of Prayer on May 2nd. And then when we get to the back half of the 5 o'clock hour, one of the segments that I love to bring out from time to time that we call Sunday Rewind. And on Sunday Rewind, of course, what you have a chance to do is you get to email me questions at SundayRewind@cfcwire.org, or you can call Julie, 1-888-293-9282, and we'll talk about something that may be your pastor, your Sunday school teacher, your small group leader, or whatever it might be mentioned on last Sunday or some Sunday before that you'd just like to dig a little bit deeper into. So that's my setup for the day. Hopefully you're still with me hanging out, because I know my guest is on the line, and I'm excited to talk to an old friend of mine that truthfully I haven't talked to in a good long time, and I'm a little bit ashamed, actually, that I have to wait to get on the radio to have this conversation with him. But on the line is Derek Ellison, as I mentioned before. He is the state director of the Commonwealth of Virginia for FCA, and he's going to share a little bit about what's going on with them and how we can get involved. So, Derek, are you there?
Brian, how are you?
I'm doing well, and thanks for giving me a little bit of your time, and thank you for definitely giving the listeners a little bit of your time today as we get a chance this 4 o'clock hour to dig in a little bit about what's happening here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And of course, I'm sure you know a lot of the other state directors in Maryland and D.C. that you can get people connected with, but let me tell people about you, and then let's sort of get into FCA a little bit and help them, as Don, who used to be in this time slot for so long, would say, get informed and then get involved, because FCA is doing some great, amazing work for Jesus all throughout the metro area, which I know you're part of. Now, you are one of a very few group of people that I would like to call natives to this area, born and raised in Northern Virginia. you graduated after going up through the, you know, local Loudoun Youth Soccer Leagues and all kinds of stuff that from a Loudoun County High School back when there's only two or three, I think, back in the day when you graduated. And eventually you found yourself at Longwood University, played as a member of the baseball team. Eventually you made your way to play in the minor leagues for 10 years. You were a pitcher, left-handed relief pitcher, which, by the way, for the AAA New York Mets. And Derek, there's a lot of things that we agree on in life, but I think one thing we definitely agree on that we were glad it was the Mets and not the Yankees. Is that correct? Are we on the same page there?
Well, Brian, as a lifelong Yankee fan, I got to the right city, just got paid by the wrong team for a little bit. So I'm a Yankee fan, but I gladly and graciously was a part of the Mets organization as they believed in me for a season in my journey.
Well, I do want to tell the Drive Home listeners, despite this one little chink in Derek's character, he is a man of great character, and he has a lot of really good things to say. But eventually what happened in your baseball career, the Lord started to do what only God can do, and that is to sort of reveal his pathway, that sometimes it's not exactly what we think. And eventually, over time, you began ministry and working in this place called Fellowship of Christian Athletes. You started as an area rep in one of the counties in Northern Virginia. Then eventually you became multi-area director. And now recently, sometime now, you've been the state director of Virginia. You have a lovely life, Robin, three kids, Adlin, Isaac, and Emmeline. I always say your last daughter's name wrong. Pronounce that for me, would you?
Emmeline, like Caroline.
Okay. Well, I did do it right. I just got a little insecure there for a moment. Well, hey, for some people, maybe just hear the name FCA, and they don't really connect FCA to something other than three initials. Why don't we start at the beginning and help us understand a little bit what FCA is, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and what sort of a difference it makes here in the Virginia and Washington metro area?
Sure. Brian, thanks for the opportunity, and it's an honor to be with you this afternoon. You know, I tell people, FCA, it's easy. It's faith and sport. So when you take faith in Jesus Christ and sport and you add them together, you get FCA. And FCA has been serving globally this unified mission for 70 years and counting. So we're celebrating our 70th year. And it has been it's been an honor and a privilege to be in the world of sport. If you read the paper or you're on social or you're watching it on TV, the world of sport is broken. And FCA, just by God's grace, gets to play a small part in sharing the gospel through our faith in sport at all levels, from youth to high school to college to pro and elite. And FCA sport environments now, we talk about being FCA for life. So you could come in as a kid going to camp, and you could be a part of FCA into your 70s and 80s playing pickleball and everything in between. And that is kind of, in a nutshell, FCA.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, this might be the first reference we've ever had on the show to pickleball, so nice for working that in, for sure. Now, I think there's two things that people are very passionate about in this world, faith and sport, and so finding yourself at that intersection has to come with great opportunity. But for you particularly, what was your story? I mean, you became have to be exposed to FCA, but how did God make that move in your life from someone who was transitioning out of the minor leagues to someone who's now transitioning into using what you learned as an athlete, as a believer, to make a difference in other people's lives?
Yeah, it's a humbling journey as I look back, just thinking about at 32 years old, pursuing a lifelong dream of pitching in the major leagues. And, you know, that goal never came to fruition. But through that, I just learned a dependence on Christ that I just learned faster through sport and being dependent on the Lord. And Brian, you know, you were part of my journey, and I share that very humbly, but you were my pastor in that season of my life. And you watched just from a distance me wrestling through what God was calling me to do. And I was pursuing everything that I thought in my heart God had prepared me for. And you asked a very just pointed question of, have you ever considered ministry? And I think I laughed, to be very honest with you, because it just was never in my scope or my heart. But because of the man of God that you are and the leader that you were in my life and are in my life, I leaned in. And one of the organizations that you shared about was Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and I didn't personally have much interaction with FCA. It wasn't a part of the community that I grew up in Loudoun, and I was blessed, though, to be married to a beautiful bride, Robin, that had a rich history with FCA, where she had grown up as a camper. Her father was a volunteer in Nashville City Schools for a long time, 20 or 30 years, and we just started to lean in and started looking at what would this actually look like. And honestly, I was praying selfishly that the Lord would just close these doors and I can continue to pursue the things that I thought I wanted to do and was designed to do. But God had other plans. And so in 2013, we took a huge leap of faith and began this journey called support raising. As a missionary with FCA, we're supported by the generosity of individuals and families and churches and businesses, and we just trusted God, and 10.5 years later, we're just living in a really sweet spot in our journey with Christ.
Well, you said some very powerful words. We can cut the words out about me. God uses anyone. I think one of the deep things about your story that we encourage our listeners to is that, like, when God speaks, whoever he speaks through, whether he speaks through his word or uses someone to come in your life, we have an opportunity to respond. I love your statement. Maybe that should be the title of a book someday, Derek, but God had other plans. He often does in our life, and especially we see something pretty amazing. And it's important that we listeners know that God does have plans, because what we know from John chapter 10, that Jesus came to have life and life to the full. But also in the same way, we know there's an active, powerful enemy that he exists to kill and to steal and destroy. And when we get back after the break, I'm going to continue my conversation with Derek, specifically talking about what's happening as he's seeing it, both as a state director, but also through his area directors and our local reps, that's happening in the lives of kids right there in high schools, but of course in colleges and other areas, and the difference that Jesus can make. So thanks for joining me here on this Monday, this tax day. We're going to continue again our conversation with Derek Ellison, state director of Fellowship of Christian Athletes, right after the break. This is The Drive Home on 105.1 WAVA.
New step parents are like hall monitors. They know what's going on, but they aren't always a part of it.
For WAVA, here's Family Life Blended's Ron Deal.
You know, eager step parents have the best of intentions, but sometimes they just jump into the middle of a child's life too quickly. So let me give you a tip. Wise is the step parent who monitors. So let me explain what that means. Monitoring means you know the child's schedule. You check in with them about band practice and ask them about friends and the upcoming math test and what they want for Christmas. But you don't step into the child's personal life, their feelings, their concerns, until they invite you in. You see, you have to take a small step before you can take a bigger step. So hang in there. You won't just be the hall monitor forever. For Family Life Blended, I'm Ron Deal.
To find out more, visit FamilyLifeBlended.com.
Worried about inflation, digital currencies, political turmoil, and the future of your investments? It's time to take control with Conservative Wealth Protection Group. During these times, central banks are buying gold and precious metals at record levels. But the question is, are you? With access to the cheapest bullion in the nation, we have a deep understanding of the precious metals markets. We'll reveal strategies that both the wealthy and everyday patriots just like you are using to get the most out of their tax-deferred retirement plans. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, we provide guidance without high-pressure sales tactics. Our No Fees for Life IRA program offers the lowest prices on precious metals, along with tax-free and penalty-free transfers. Explore your options with a free consultation. Call 888-964-4333. That's 888-964-4333. Protect your family and your investments. Call 888-964-4333 now.
Smooshed. That's how all the cars looked on a truck I passed recently. Steel pancakes, crushed and ready for the scrapyard. But one day, every one of those cars was somebody's dream come true. Not anymore. Yesterday's dream has been flattened, like so many of life's dreams. Things we thought were what we were looking for in life, a dream job or home, a big milestone, a romance, a marriage, children. They failed to fill the hole in our heart. In the Bible, our Creator tells us that we were made by Him and for Him. Our soul is restless and lonely because He's missing. You and I have hijacked the life God was supposed to run. So there's a wall between you and the one you were made for. But there doesn't have to be, because Jesus died for you to pay the hijacker's death penalty. When you tell Him, "Jesus, I'm yours," the wall between you and God comes down and the hole in your heart is filled. We'd love to help you begin your relationship with Him if you'll call us at 888-NEED-HIM, 888-NEED-HIM.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
And again, happy Monday to you as you're listening to The Drive Home. This is Brian Bales, and we're talking with the director of the Commonwealth of Virginia of Fellowship Christian Athletes, Derek Ellison. And Derek, you have a unique opportunity as the state or Commonwealth director to be involved in people's lives who, in generally, tend to be younger than now both you and I are. Back in the day, we were a little bit younger, a little bit older now, right? But what do you see through the people that you work with, that they communicate to you, and, of course, the times and the opportunities you have to be hands-on that's happening, you know, in the lives of students, whether you view it through the lens of maybe high school or colleges, teams or whatever, and the stress and the types of things that they're dealing with that uniquely only Jesus can speak to?
Yeah, Brian, it's been a very humbling journey just in our world and the day and age that we live in. Technology brings things so quickly forward to young people. And I heard a friend share, they just talked about, you know, sin has been around since the Garden of Eden. The realization, it travels around the world in a second. And
yes.
And it's really burdening to just know, as my wife and I have three children in public schools here in Northern Virginia, and it's middle and two in elementary school, and we just see the culture on the campus. And it looks different, Brian, than when you and I went to school. It looks different than it did, you know, 15 years ago, 10 years ago when I started with FCA. But here's a common thread, and the hope is that students have a desire for the truth. They almost have a desire for you to be direct and truthful than to give them any path to explore on their own. It's a different generation that we're experiencing in the campus-based ministry of students. Just tell us the truth and then help us work through it. And I tell you, it's humbling when you're at a place where young people are willing to listen. They're very bold. They ask very bold questions that I never would have thought to have asked an adult. And I'm grateful that as FCA has continued to grow and evolve as a ministry, we're really, really centered on discipleship. And so many people that have experienced FCA probably got to experience FCA through a large environment, whether big camp setting, whether a speaker coming in and sharing, and those things still happen, and they're part of our ministry. But Brian, discipleship is where we really feel like we've aligned deeper to God's word than we ever have as a ministry. And athletes are looking for discipleship. Coaches are looking for discipleship, and we're grateful that we get to play a small part in that journey.
One of the things that I particularly love about FCA is that in a culture that many people might be running out of, you're bringing the power of the gospel and running into it, knowing that it is really the only thing that transforms. And that as believers, the best way many times to be salt and light is to be in a place where we can be salt and be light. And you've mentioned many things already, you know, activities with coaches, gatherings at big events. I know that you often do prayer rallies and those types of things. But there's a word that happens a lot when I hear about FCA. I hear it at my daughter's high school, the same high school that my wife works on, who hops on here on the radio for me from time to time. She participates in one. It's called an FCA huddle, which I think is something really unique, especially because of the fact that these huddles they're led by students. Could you sort of flesh out what one of those are and let someone who's maybe older or outside of the school system take a little bit of peek into what's happening through that?
Yeah, absolutely. As we think about this day and age and we think about First Amendment rights, First Amendment rights don't protect FCA, Derek Ellison, walking onto a public school campus. First Amendment rights are for students that choose to express and share their faith on their campus. And so an FCA huddle, our FCA staff all around the DMV and around the world, they're working to train, equip, and empower athletes to know their own personal journey with Jesus and equipping them to be able to share that journey with their friends. And a huddle typically can meet before school or after school. Some schools are very flexible and have flex time during the day, and so it looks a little bit different depending on the campus that FCA is meeting on. But FCA only exists, and we operate at our best when students are leading the ministry.
And so when they gather together, I know there's a lot of creativity, a lot of flexibility in what happens. There's some sort of time, though, where they're focusing specifically on the difference where Jesus is making in their life and they're encouraging each other and walking with them. Do I understand that properly?
Absolutely. So FCA, obviously, we want it to be a fun environment. We want it to be a welcoming environment. Our leaders do walk through a statement of faith and a statement of purity and a Christian community statement. So not anyone can lead FCA. They have to have a vetting process that our staff work with these student leaders 13 and up through before they lead. But anyone can be a part of FCA. Anyone can come to FCA, whether you're a varsity athlete with four letters or you've never heard the name of Jesus and you've never touched a field or court. We want every man, woman, child that is a part of a campus to know that they are welcome to be there. And the only way that we can be there is that we are a student-led, student-initiated organization.
And thank you for the one of the things I was going to ask you that you jumped ahead to is that, you hear the name Fellowship of Christian Athletes. But this isn't just athletes. But you have discovered, I think, that if you reach an athlete, it does possibly give you, let me just say, a foothold or a step into an area and level of ministry that maybe you wouldn't get otherwise. And so just, as we find ourselves, I think, getting near the end of the academic year, I should know how many days it is because both my children have it on a countdown, and that's not even talking about my wife, who I think who has it on a countdown as well. Just because the year's winding down, it doesn't mean that FCA is winding down. Expand a little bit on some of the things maybe outside of the typical school year and those types of things that FCA comes alongside, helps students, grows them, not just, through Christianity and through understanding the relationship with Jesus. That is the most important thing. But you actually help these kids be better athletes as well, correct?
Yeah, Brian. It's been an exciting season in FCA, and we're really having a chance to highlight and talk about our campus ministry. And it's synonymous with who we have been for the last 70 years, and it's not going to change. But what we have realized is more and more coaches and athletes aren't on campus. They're playing in leagues and they're playing in clubs. They're doing action sports. FCA has expanded just our vision and scope to cover all ability. So athletes that are competing with physical or intellectual disabilities, we're in the motorsports space, outdoors, pro and elite. I mean, FCA realized that every means every, and we've got to be willing to expand and stretch ourselves maybe out of our comforts of what we've done. And so as the campus ministry is closing up, and my kids know that the day after Memorial Day in their county, they're going to be out. And our staff all around the DMV and all around the world are really now deep into plans for camp. And so camp is an environment that we say is inspiration and perspiration. And so they're going to have a chance to hear the name of Jesus proclaimed, but they're going to get better in their sport. And so athletes come to camps all around the United States and around the world during our summer, and we have a chance to bring in folks that are in the FCA family that know who we are, but we also know that people have never heard of FCA, don't know what it stands for, but they want to get better in sport, and we're going to have a chance to share Jesus with them throughout their week with us at camp. And we have overnight camps, and we have day camps, depending on just the local, you know, vision of the directors in the community that FCA is a part of.
Now, if someone's listening to this right now, I want to invite them. They can go and find out more about Fellowship of Christian Athletes by going to www.virginiafca.org. If they went there, Derek, and they went to virginiafca.org, would they then find out about local counties and local chapters, or is that sort of a separate search they need to do to find out about maybe a ministry in their area?
No, I think if our website is up and operating at full capacity, they should be able to click on a geographic area, as we've got what we call multi-areas. So Virginia's kind of split down into some smaller areas, and they should have interactive links that they can jump on and see what's happening in their community, and it should direct them even more locally to the local directors' websites and what's taking place in their communities.
And I do encourage you listeners to do that, to hop on. Of course, not right now while you're listening to Derek and I have this conversation, but you know, during the break. No, not even during the break. How about just to say later on? You know, write it down, be there, virginiafca.org. You can find out more, certainly, about Derek personally. Maybe you want to, as he mentioned earlier on, he does raise personal support. You can find out there about how to help him and his family as they do the ministry of the gospel, but certainly as well as other FCA leaders that exist in your local area, no matter where you are listening from. So while we continue this conversation after the break, we're going to dive into some things around some, what I would like to say, opportunities, because certainly we live in a world where opportunities abound. Derek just mentioned, for example, some opportunities to get into some rec leagues or to get into some travel sports. I even took my daughter on a college tour the other day, and they had an esports team. I don't even know what that means. Derek, you can help me later on maybe to see if that's a real sport or not. But whether it is or not, I know that we have an opportunity wherever we find ourselves to tell the truth about who Jesus is. And so for you, listener, don't go anywhere. Again, as I say, after the break, we'll be back continuing this conversation with Derek Ellison of Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the state director here in Virginia, on the drive home with Brian Bales on 105.1 WAVA.
This is Carol Platt Liebau for townhall.com. Nancy Pelosi and Elizabeth Warren are among the loudest voices opposing Israel. Warren in particular has provided plenty of aid and comfort to Hamas. Just over the last month, she's called for a Palestinian state, blocking the sale of F-15s to Israel, and a ceasefire. Nancy Pelosi likewise demanded that Biden halt weapons transfers to Israel. But here's what they and other progressives like them seem to have forgotten. Hamas killed 30 Americans on October 7th and still holds 6 Americans hostage. And the media remains silent about all of it. Every time Warren, Pelosi, and others like them advocate for anti-Israel policies, they're helping Hamas. Reasonable people can disagree about how Israel conducts the war against Hamas. But no reasonable person can be confused about who the bad guys are. And no decent person aids those who kill and capture their fellow Americans.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-355-4107 now.
Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-355-4107. That's 800-355-4107. What do you have to lose? Call 800-355-4107. Again, 800-355-4107.
Do you want certainty your home will sell without feeling stuck with two homes? Do you want the comfort of knowing your home is sold and you can move forward with the next step of your life? Wouldn't it be great if you can be guaranteed your home will sell without even having to list it and at the same time getting top dollar? This is Gregory Seltz of WAVA 105.1, and this is all possible through Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds Empower Home Team with Keller Williams Sell With Certainty Program. My friends and realtors Debbie and Sarah will give you the satisfaction and comfort of a guaranteed home sale, knowing you didn't leave any money on the table. In the last 12 months, Debbie and Sarah have been able to help over 650 families sell their home, all while netting them $30,500 more on average. So call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds for a guaranteed home sale now. 844-881-SOLD. That's 844-881-SOLD. Or visit sellwithcertaintydmv.com. That's sellwithcertaintydmv.com to empower your home sale today.
Hebrews 13:3 says we should remember those in prison as if we were in prison with them. We'll help you know how to pray for persecuted Christians right here on WAVA this coming Sunday at 1:30 p.m. on the Voice of the Martyrs radio.
Join us for the Voice of the Martyrs radio every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Tonight we'll see clear skies. Expect a nighttime low of 56. Tomorrow will be pleasant with sunshine mixing with a few clouds. Tomorrow's high 75. Tomorrow night, overcast, the low 56. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, not as warm with a passing shower, the high 68. Plan with confidence. Check with AccuWeather.com often and download the free AccuWeather app today. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
All right, folks, we're here on the drive home again, and I just want you to imagine what it would be like for your kid, whether high school, college, maybe some of you don't have to imagine, you're right there right now, to be in a place where things aren't going the way you want them to go or the way they want them to go. Maybe they're not doing well on that team, or maybe they're surrounded by a group of people that aren't the best sort of influences in their life. Wouldn't you want an organization? Wouldn't you want a group of people who are dedicated to the truth of Jesus Christ to come alongside them and to help disciple them into being who God wants them to be? Well, you don't have to imagine that there's a group like that. There is one, and I'm talking to the state director of the Virginia Fellowship of Christian Athletes. That's the organization we've been having a conversation with Derek Ellison with over this last several moments here in the 4 o'clock hour. And Derek, I think as I consider just my own stuff that I carry with me as my kids get older and they go through school, I take great comfort in knowing that, number one, that there are other believers in the environment that they're in, but number two, there's an organization completely dedicated to helping those kids live out their God-given identity. But in the same way, I imagine that you probably have a few moments or so where you, especially with athletes, have an opportunity to really teach kids where their true identity comes from. Because I never was a greatly gifted athlete, certainly wasn't anyone that could even play in college, let alone someone who played up to AAA baseball like you did. Is it pretty easy to try to get your identity from sports and not from Jesus? And how does FCA help that keep lined up for kids?
Yeah, I think, Brian, we're in a world of sport where if you ask enough people, they'll tell you how good you are. And it can become your identity. And we live in a day and an age where athletes have access to technology around the globe where they can be affirmed however they would desire very, very quickly. And I liken it to this: things well intended by the Lord that go above the Lord are an idol. And sport is an idol. Sport was an idol for me in my journey And I'm grateful that there were people that spoke life and truth into me that helped me realize that sport in itself is fun and a blessing and a gift. But when it is above who God is in my life, it's unhealthy and it's not biblical. And we live in a culture where athletes have sport and their identity above who God is in their life.
You know, and as I'm just reflecting in my own life, I don't think that's something that's just specific just to athletes. You know, so many of us get our identity from what we like to say good but not God places. There's nothing wrong with getting your identity from if you work at WAVA, great place to work, I hear, right? Or nothing wrong with getting your identity from being a pastor, and that's what I do. But as you so put, when you take that and you put that above getting your identity from God, things can really get disorienting and out of whack. And certainly lots of kids who haven't lived enough life yet to have those difficult experiences, when they hit that wall, when they have that difficult experience where finally someone stops affirming them in the way that they used to be affirming, they have some life crisis. And when they have this life crisis, having the right group of people around them to speak truth in them really matters. And we've talked a lot about the role already of other peers, of kids, other college athletes coming in. But there's some roles specifically that volunteers and people like character coaches and that sort of thing, they could play in making a difference. Would you talk about some of those roles and how they can impact people's lives?
Absolutely, Brian. Just to give context to our listeners, there's 110 staff, paid staff, that raise financial support in Virginia serving with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And the realization is we're a volunteer intensive ministry of men and women that probably reach into the hundreds that are coming alongside our staff that maybe they're not called to vocational ministry. They're not called to raise financial support. Maybe God has them exactly where they are, but they have margin in their life that they want to invest in the next generation. And so FCA provides opportunities like what you shared, a character coach. A character coach is a man or a woman that comes alongside a team. It could be a school team like a JV or freshman or varsity team. It could be a league or a club team or a rec team. And they come alongside of a coach and they help them understand who God has designed them to be as a coach, number one. So they're ministering to the coach. And secondly, they're providing an opportunity to bring leadership and character development, because everyone wants biblical standards. They just don't want the Bible. They don't want God's word as the centering point. They want everything that the Bible is teaching us as those that follow Jesus. They just don't want the accountability of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit that we believe in the Bible. And so these character coaches get to step on a field or in a locker room, and they get to share leadership and character development opportunities where the entire team can be a part of it. And then they get to talk about their favorite book and what it says about these leadership and character opportunities. And so character coaches are on teams all over the DMV, men and women that give of their time to be part of something that is dear to them, which is sport, and they love Jesus. Secondly, everywhere we have a campus huddle, so when we talk about elementary schools and middle schools and high schools and college and university campuses, many times we have men and women that say, hey, I would love to come alongside of what's happening, and I can be there every time they meet. And so we work and train and equip men and women to come alongside of student leaders and help them prepare for what they're going to share to their peers. If asked, they are allowed to speak. So an adult can be in the huddle, and if asked by a student or an athlete to speak, they're there to share and guide the conversation biblically. And we're blessed to have men and women a part of many of the ministries that we have that are not being led every single moment by our staff, because we've learned we can't be all things to all people all the time. And so we have to empower others to help us take the gospel faster, farther, and deeper.
And so when we consider, maybe someone's listening to this right now thinking, this sounds really intriguing. You know, obviously you've talked about there's a basic statement of faith and agreement. Beyond that, is there a particular like mold? Do you have to be 6 foot something, still in great shape, always been a great athlete, whatever it might be? Because I'm disqualifying myself right now by saying all of those sort of things. You know, what is it the most important besides the love and understanding of Jesus that if someone's thinking about getting involved and make a difference in people's lives, you would say matters?
Yeah, I would say a humble spirit is going to supersede the 6 foot six arrogant athlete. Mm. Someone that has a heart and a burden for the lost and the lost in our youth. We as FCA are so blessed to have resources and trainings that anyone can be caught up to speed, and athletics is our platform, but athletics doesn't eliminate someone from being a part of it. We have some amazing staff that are serving full time that we're not athletes. Mm. If God is calling you, he will equip you.
And that's just a great reminder. Yeah.
The so belief I would say that God, if someone's, yeah, go ahead, Brian.
No, I was just, you reminded me of the belief that too often we believe that if God calls you, you know, he only equips the called, not calls the equipped, is what I've heard saying from time to time. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you nailed it. No one's eliminated from serving with FCA outside of not aligning with FCA's biblical statement of faith, their biblical stance on purity and marriage, and our Christian community statement, all that are deeply rooted in God's word. Outside of those non-negotiables, if someone has margin and is willing to grow and learn and be trained and equipped, we're going to empower and send in the right time for them to be a part of the ministry.
And maybe right now God's beginning to work on your heart just a little bit as you hear Derek talk about the Impact Fellowship of Christian Athletes Mates, not only in Virginia, but all throughout the globe and in the United States. As we're going to end the 4 o'clock hour after the break, we're going to wrap up with some opportunities that Derek is going to present for us here at Fellowship of Christian Athletes and also here on The Drive Home with Brian Bales. So we'll be right back here on WAVA 105.1 FM.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks are firmly in the red here in the final hour of the Monday session. The Dow Industrials down now 325 points, the S&P 500 by 70, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ has skidded 310. Today is the last day for many Verizon customers to apply for a refund as part of a $100 million settlement from a class action lawsuit. Earlier this year, the wireless carrier sent an email or postcard to eligible customers alerting them to file a claim by April 15th to receive up to $100, which is the result of the lawsuit accusing Verizon of charging fees that were, quote, unfair and not adequately disclosed. The deadline to file that claim via a special website, 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. Last year, Adobe unveiled what it called the future of its editing suite, AI tools, and its popular Photoshop software. Now Adobe's taking the next step. It's in the process of adding the same features to its video editor, Premiere Pro, widely used in the TV and movie industries. That's Your Money Now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America NA.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Here's a home improvement tip from your friends at Window Nation. April weather can feel like winter, then spring, then winter again, and this year even a solar eclipse. When you can't count on the weather, it's great to know you have windows that you can depend on. The great windows from Window Nation mean the perfect temperature in your home no matter the weather. Savings on your energy bills while adding value and curb appeal to your home too. When temperatures rise, efficient windows keep things comfortable inside all year round. When springtime brings irritating pollen and allergies, quality windows seal the moisture, the dust, and the pollen outside where they belong. All that, and they add value to your home, and they look great, too. So take the load off your AC unit. Make a home improvement this spring that makes living inside your home springtime wonderful. When you can't depend on the weather, depend on the quality windows from Window Nation. Find out more by calling 866-90-NATION today or go to windownation.com.
Find us on your smart speaker and on your phone. WAVA.
Well, I hope you've been enjoying your conversation. I know I've been enjoying the conversation I've been having here with Derek Ellison. And as we find ourselves meandering to the end of this 4 o'clock hour, Derek, I want to just give you some opportunity, if I can, to just talk about some other things that maybe are on your heart that you think is important that people here in the on the drive home need to hear about. You've got summer camps you've talked about a little bit, but I think maybe you can expound on that a bit more for us. And then even about how God is blessing you and blessing with the Virginia organization with staff and ministry growth and some things like that. So let's sort of walk through a few of those if we can. Some of the camps that are coming up this summer, what are those about?
Yeah, Brian, so locally we have what's called Power Camp, and Power Camp is kind of late elementary age to early middle school age, and those camps are day camps, and an athlete can pick their sport, and they get to be poured into all week by coaches, many times high school or travel or club coaches. And we have high school athletes that serve as the camp counselors in those environments. And it's an awesome opportunity if you're looking for, hey, I need my kids to be somewhere where they're going to be safe and God is going to be a part of their day, because we're working and camps are an opportunity for us to, you know, have our kids cared for while we're in a work day. I would just say look into FCA Power Camps. They're taking place from Washington, D.C. to Maryland into Virginia. And we would love for your kids to be part of our camp experience throughout the summer. Secondly, we do overnight camps. So late middle school and high school age athletes get to do the overnight experience. And this year, we're at Eastern Mennonite University, and at Eastern Mennonite, it's kind of the same thing. An athlete gets to identify a sport. They get to be poured into all week in that sport by college and high school coaches. And we have college athletes that serve as the kind of the camp counselors. We call them huddle leaders. And there's a program each night. We bring in just amazing speakers that share and present the gospel. And it's just high intensity. It's opportunity to get better in their sport while also growing in their relationship with Jesus. And in our home, as we have a camper age kid that she's invited her softball teammates. And so we're bringing unchurched, unknown to the gospel in their life friends that are wanting to come get better in sport, willing to come and be a part of what they know is a Christian environment camp because they're drawn to it by sport, and we're going to pray that God will do what only He can do, which is transform someone from death to life.
Yeah, wow, that's just great. Thank you, and well done, Dad, by the way. Just a little props from me to you. You know, many of us who spend time in what we like to call vocational ministry, sometimes one of our biggest concerns is how are we discipling our own kids as we're discipling other people? And for her to turn around and invite her teammates to come and have that experience is a great reflection on you and your wife, Robin, too, of course. Now, staff and ministry growth, you guys have been growing exponentially. Most every time I have an opportunity to just check in with you and those sort of things, there are opportunities for people to become a part, either through character coaching and those side of things we mentioned already, but maybe raising support like God called you to do over 10 years ago, and to be on the ministry team technically for FCA you know, working here in the Virginia area. Could you talk about some of maybe some of those openings that maybe a listener would be interested in or know someone who would be?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what we have seen is that this season that we've come out of that has been politically charged, that was a global pandemic, people just are reimagining their life and what they thought brought them joy and peace and comfort, maybe even what the world would define as those things, and realize that they want to have more. They want to have a greater impact in sport, or a coach influenced them. And Brian, you know, we've been so blessed in Virginia, in spite of who I am as a sinner saved by God's grace. Our ministry has grown. We've hired 75 paid staff in the last 6 years, and the ministry just keeps moving forward. And God is the deserver of all credit. And so someone may be sitting here today and want to know, what does it look like to be called into the vocational field and FCA, be part of that journey? And we would love to talk with them and walk them through what that looked like. That's what someone did for me in 2013, just answered questions and heard my heart. And maybe there's someone out here listening to our conversation today and would want to know more about that. As we also discussed, you know, there's so many opportunities to be involved with FCA, serving on a campus, serving a sports team. We have directors that have boards. I have a board in Virginia that's counseling my role as the state director. And so maybe you feel led to be part of a conversation that helps our ministry grow just through wisdom and counsel and investment. We call it time, talent, and treasure. And maybe you want to know what that looks like. And we would love to be able to share that vision with you. And Brian, at the core of it, you know, FCA's mission is to lead every coach and athlete into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and his church. Make no mistake about it, we are not a church. We all of us as FCA staff are ingrained into a local church community where we are being encouraged and poured into, like pastors like yourself and others throughout the DMV. And so what I would just share is, if you're listening today, go ask your pastor, you know, are they aware of FCA, and is FCA an organization that they would like to know about? Because we can't do and disciple the way that we desire as a ministry if we're not in partnership with the church.
Well, that was a good word, my friend. And just want to, again, thank you for saying yes to what Jesus invited you to do. And it's a reminder, again, folks, that, you know, Ephesians says that he created us for good works, that we should walk in them. That word should implies a choice. God invites us to be a part of what he does, and certainly FCA is a massive part of bringing the truth of Jesus Christ in the lives of everyday students, everyday athletes, everyday coaches, maybe just like you. And so if you'd like to know more about the ministry that Derek is a part of, you can go, of course, to www.virginiafca.org. That's virginiafca.org. Or as well, do exactly that. I know as a pastor that when I have people who are part of the congregation that I serve at Christian Fellowship Church in Ashburn, Virginia, come to me and say, hey, this ministry has impacted my life. Do we know about it? Are we aware about it? Certainly, I'm so encouraged by that, because no one church, no one pastor can know about all these things. And by the way, no one church, no one pastor can do it all themselves. So maybe in the last minute or so, Derek, if someone's out there, they've been touched by the Holy Spirit, and they're really considering this, how would you encourage them?
I would encourage them to go to God's word and ask him to just burden them with scripture, because your calling has to be rooted in God's word more than anyone else's voice. And Brian, you challenged me in that way to just, hey, what is God's word teaching you and how does it apply to your life? And so I would say anyone today that may feel a stirring from the Holy Spirit, get in God's word. And I would just say specifically, how is God's word burdening you for coaches and athletes? Because at the end of the day, we are an athlete and coaches ministry. We serve beyond that, but that is our kind of our bullseye and our target. And God's word needs to be the loudest voice. Secondly, I would say, hey, commit time to praying for it daily. And if you're praying for a week and 2 weeks and FCA staying on your heart, then there may be something to lean into. And then lastly, I tell folks, hey, go talk to your closest confidants, the people that you just value the most, and share with them about what FCA is and that you're called to it, and they're going to give you a really honest response. And at the end of the day, those are the individuals that not only may affirm you through word, but they are also people that may generously support you in your role. And it's a good idea to kind of get a litmus test of how does that sound to your closest friends. That's what I would share with someone today. Lean into God's word, lean into prayer, and go to your closest counsel and share what God's putting on your heart and see where God is moving.
And again, thanks for that. Thanks for that reminder. That's a good succinct thing for so many things in life. But certainly, listener, go to www.virginiafca.org. Find out more about how you can get involved. And hey, don't go anywhere. When we get back to the top of the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking to Gabe Knowlton of Move Towards Unity and how you can take a step into being a part of something bigger than yourself. Thanks for being with me here on this Monday, the 15th of April, tax day. But so much more good news than that going on here on The Drive Home on 105.1 WAVA.
Practical Living with Dale O'Shields is heard Sunday mornings at 10 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Share, like, comment, tweet. Are these foreign terms to your business? They may not be to your competition and the reason you're losing sales. Social media marketing is on the verge of dominating commerce. The right social media strategy can help you slay the competition and gain new customers. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hi, I'm Mark Finley with Hope Lives 365. Let hope burn in your heart. Let hope lift your spirits. Put a spring in your step. Why can we have hope? Because of the salvation there is so richly given to us in Christ. Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works." When we come to Jesus Christ, we are saved by His grace through faith. Our faith reaches up and receives the gift of salvation. We come to Christ as we are, but we don't stay as we are. We're created for good works. If you want to know more about scriptural truth, the Bible teachings, contact us at hopelives365.com.
You can hear Hope Lives 365 with Pastor Mark Finley 7 days a week. Check for program times on WAVA.com.
Christian women visit iBelieve.com, where they can explore the deeper issues of their faith and learn how other women have handled the challenges of being a believer. Go to iBelieve.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.